Welcome to Into the Medium, the podcast where we delve deep into the heart of trending medium stories, unraveling their implications and exploring their wider significance. I'm your host, R. Scott, and with me today is the ever-insightful R. Ezra. Ezra, how are you feeling about today's lineup?
Excited, Scott. Each story today dives into a different aspect of life, from entrepreneurship to writing and even education. These narratives not only share personal experiences, but also impart valuable lessons. Let's get our audience thinking, shall we?
Absolutely. Our first tale of the day is titled, 10 Reality Checks Every Aspiring Entrepreneur Needs to Hear and Then Ignore. Last week, the author found themselves dining with successful entrepreneurs who shared the hard truths about their journey. Despite the harsh realities, they argued that it was their naivety and ignorance that propelled them forward.
It's fascinating, Scott. This story breaks down a list of misconceptions budding founders have. Think about it. If you knew all the struggles ahead, would you take the plunge? Yet, it's this very ignorance that fuels innovation. What's your take on the vital role of ignorance in achieving success?
I believe it's a double-edged sword, Ezra. While ignorance can push someone to leap into uncharted territories, there's also the risk of failure due to unforeseen challenges. However, the entrepreneurs in this story highlight something critical: the importance of persistence and the willingness to learn from mistakes.
Moving on to our second feature, these filter words make your writing look amateurish. The story delves into the art of writing, specifically how filter words can dilute the power of prose. It's a piece that resonates with anyone aiming to refine their writing.
Indeed, Ezra. The author shares a personal journey towards identifying and eliminating these words, comparing the process to driving without remembering the journey. It's a great analogy for how mastering certain aspects of writing can become second nature. Do you think paying attention to these nuances can significantly impact a writer's craft?
Absolutely, Scott. Mastering the use of language is what separates good writing from great. This story serves as a reminder to be vigilant and always strive for improvement. It's about making each word count, providing a more immersive experience for the reader.
Lastly, we have a sobering look at the world of education with I Saw Behind the Facade of a Prophet College. The author shares their disillusionment upon realizing the stark differences between traditional and for-profit education systems.
It's a cautionary tale, Scott, highlighting how for-profit colleges prioritize investor interests over educational quality. This story is a wake-up call for students and parents alike, urging them to scrutinize their choices closely.
What struck me most was the author's initial excitement and eventual disappointment. It underscores the need for thorough research and awareness of the true nature of such institutions.
Indeed, Scott. It's critical to approach information with a healthy dose of skepticism, especially when it comes to something as significant as education. Let's keep the conversation going. We encourage our listeners to share their thoughts, experiences, or even suggest topics for future episodes. Visit us online and join the discussion.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Into the Medium. Thanks for joining us in these deep dives. Remember, every story holds layers of insight waiting to be discovered. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.